Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh. Josh, I can say my own name apparently. Johnny, what's up?
What's going on? You made me die.
Sorry. I just forgot how to say H, SH together, so that's nice. Cheesy, how are you?
What's going on, Cheese Curds?
And Crawler.
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you.
Guys, PAX West is coming up. Crawler's coming out. And if you want to help fund the trip, you can go to n64josh.com/donate. And we're going to be doing a ton of podcasting, a ton of coverage. It's going to be wild. It's going to be wild. Crawler's going to get to see what con life is like with me. And how nervous are you right now? Are you nervous at all?
Yeah, you're going to run me ragged, probably.
Not only that, but I'll be like, have you met Crawler? Like, and he's like, I don't talk to people. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I'm pretty introverted. Josh is very extroverted, and I'm pretty introverted.
Is this worse than the one chip challenge for you?
No, I'm fine with being out there.
But you did have to think about it a little bit.
I'm very, food and me are not friends. Like, I have a thing with food. So, yeah, I mean, this is fine.
Yeah. Hey, I have learned to navigate that and be nice about it.
You have.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good. Okay. I'm glad that's been established. So anyway, guys, any of your support is so welcomed and we appreciate everything. I'm doing a stream on Sunday. If you want to wait to donate, and you can donate and choose a game from my library. And Brian did this to me. Brian, which was the original co-host of the NPC, he said the first game in your library that starts with J. So I was like, I should go to the Super Nintendo. I bet there's something, like, I couldn't remember. And sure enough, there's like three games in there, Joe and Mac being one of them. Nah,
I love Joe and Mac.
Yeah, I had to do jump rope challenge. So yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
Because we all have FOMO, so we all went and downloaded that game, even though we don't play it. Oh, but yes. It was going to get delisted off the eShop.
Yeah. So it was one of the first, I don't even know if it was like a TikTok or something, but I remember even on YouTube, that video, like, I have a video of me playing that stupid game and jumping rope, and it got way more views than the average video of mine. I'm just like, are you kidding? Are you kidding? So, so that was fun. So if you want to torture me, you're more than welcome to. We're just so stoked to be able to do this, to get the invite from PAX and everything. And so really looking forward to it. Remember to leave a comment on Spotify, you guys, because that automatically enters you to win a eShop gift card. And there's actually going to be a second way to win an eShop gift card. That's going to, you literally will have to listen to every episode if you want to be able to win said eShop card. So what I'm going to do is every episode I'm going to say, here's one letter from the code. And the first person that enters it in is going to be the one that wins. So just FYI, we're going to start that very soon as well. So with that, Johnny, where can people connect with you?
I'm Johnny Bo everywhere, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and the Communication Error Podcast.
And Cheesy.
You can find me on TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, Communication Error Podcast, CheesyC64, CheezyC64. Also, N64 Josh will be on this week's Communication Error, so check that out as well.
So excited. So excited. I thought it was this week.
Definitely did not say you were old in the last episode.
I haven't listened to it yet. I need to listen to your episode.
Cool. That's great.
There's a reason why I'm your favorite, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. Crawler, where can people connect with you?
Best spots are Twitter and TikTok, Nightcrawler724, Nightcrawlers without the E.
And guys, I feel like everybody should encourage Crawler to start a Lego podcast because he is basically a Lego maniac.
But yeah, what are you going to do? Are you going to go to a Lego store out in Seattle? Aren't you going on the first?
I'll probably order the Ghost on Thursday night. That's the main one that I want to get day one. But yeah, I'm excited after watching the first two. I need to rewatch the second episode because it was getting late and I was falling asleep. But Ahsoka was looking good so far. I saw a funny TikTok that was like live action Star Wars fans like not understanding what's they have to watch.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Rebels. If you haven't seen Rebels, but maybe next year there's going to be a lot more Nintendo based Lego. So
yeah, Piranha Plants later this year. Hopefully, I think that's pretty confirmed. And then Animal Crossing later, and hopefully Mario minifig. Like, I would be down if we get the Mario style, like what they're doing with Sonic right now. Like, I would be all right with that.
Yeah, if it was all 8-bit, I'd be cool. That'd be cool. It would be cool if they did the 8-bit cat, like an 8-bit castle, and then the 16-bit castle, so on and so forth. Like, I'd like, you know, or either that or a Bowser diorama, like where you fight Bowser,
or like I want a Mario 3 diorama, kind of with the curtain. Like, that would be cool.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
Cheesy knows all about diorama. That. Right?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Cheesy incorrectly thinks it's not a good game.
I think
World is better.
That's it. World
no,
is better.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You just need to get good, because the whole thing about Super Mario Bros. 3 is platforming. And I don't think you can platform well.
Josh likes 2.
2 is fun.
Josh has nostalgia for 2.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got sentimental value. Everybody in chat's like, what's Twitter? Yeah, for
X.
I have a feeling once everybody calls it X and everybody changes all their branding to X, he's gonna switch it back because he's just a troll. That's what I think is gonna happen.
Is that fight actually gonna happen? That's the real question.
I assume. But I think we need to dive into this now that Cheesy's played 3. Oh.
I still have one more world. I'm on the last world.
Okay.
Got lots of airships then.
Okay. Yeah, is that true?
Air and boats. Yeah.
Tanks.
I faced the tanks. Yeah.
You got to make it through that gauntlet of like the speed run. The guy gets like straight through that gauntlet of the auto levels.
Yeah, I've never been able to accomplish.
I don't know
that.
How he does it. Have you seen the world record? It's like 10 minutes long or something like that.
Yeah,
and Nate's, then the auto scroll levels that he is doing, he's going bullet to bullet to bomb, and it's
unreal,
crazy extra lives.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nate says just swim under the boat. That was the tips we gave to the Cheesy. Or if you have P wings saved up, you can just all the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, P wings are
they're clutch. They come in clutch right there. So
the levels are too short in 3, though. I mean, they got longer as.
I feel like we're having this discussion whether we want to or not. Like,
I don't know. The thing about 3 is you don't really have to backtrack. World, you have to backtrack. You have to hit the buttons and then go back into the levels.
Replayability.
Okay. I will.
64 has that too.
I will throw out a con for Super Mario World, and then you guys can, based on Super Mario Brothers 3.
Okay.
The feather is really the only power-up that's new, and they left behind a ton of power-ups in 3.
Balloon.
I mean, yeah,
that's
but it was more
that's
like
a temporary one.
And yeah, Yoshi is what the power-up is. Mm-hmm. But Super Mario Bros. 3 has probably some of the best power-ups in the series, like still to this date. It has the frog suit, the hammer bro suit, that was the first time we got the raccoon tail, the tanuki suit, the boot. Like, there's just so many good power-ups in that game.
Got the high heel too.
The high heel. Oh, no, is that Maker?
That's just a Mario Maker.
Is that just
it's in 3.
Is it 3?
3.
It's black, right?
It's not a high heel, but it's a boot.
I thought
the boot is green.
My
goodness. Oh, God. Now we got to look it up.
Oh, man. People are yelling at us right now.
I have a Mario.
Here's the one star reviews being written as we speak.
Okay, if you just Google Mario 3 boot, there's no high heel.
All right.
It's the green.
It's like I've been playing it or something.
it's just a green boot with a wind up on it. The high heels from Maker.
Okay.
I can't say without
it. The mind gets fuzzy when we play Maker because they add stuff in.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. So that's, I mean, Cheesy, it looked like you were going to respond to that. Like,
to what?
To the power up.
Yeah, I was going to say Yoshi. I know Yoshi's not really a power up, but I think that is it's a big one and changed the course of Mario. But
he is a power up because, I mean, he gets abilities with different Koopa shells. He's an extra hit on Mario pretty much. I mean, so it's a power up. He sacrifices himself sometimes.
Great power.
A lot of times.
So I think, like, if you think about the box art for 3, right? Mm-hmm. Raccoon Mario. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. But then you had, like, to play as a hammer, like, it was such, you have to remember, 2 didn't really count back in the day, right? When you go from playing Super Mario Brothers, mm-hmm. and then Mario 2 comes out, and you're like, this is a weird game. Like, this is, like, and then none of it really carried over. Not a lot of it carried, like, you weren't pulling vegetables out, you know.
Right.
What do the characters look, I haven't booted up my Japanese Switch Online lately, but what do the characters look like is Doki Doki Panic even on online?
The Japanese? That's a good question.
Yeah, I'm not sure. What's the character select look like in that game in Japan? I don't even know.
Well, it's called Super Mario Brothers USA.
Yeah, but like Super Mario 2 for us is Doki Doki Panic, isn't it?
So Super Mario Brothers 2 is what in Japan is what we have as the Lost Levels.
Yeah.
And then our Super Mario Brothers 2 was a clone of Doki Doki. Like, they just switched out.
It was a palette swap of Doki Doki Panic.
And then it did so well in the States, they then put it over in Japan as Super Mario Brothers USA. But anybody that bought it that already had Doki Doki Panic was probably like, what?
What the hell? I already played this game.
I already did this. So, but no, so like you knew the raccoon tail was like a big deal with 3, but then you had all these other power-ups, right? And in 1, you just had the fire flower, and then in 2, you had nothing. There were no power-ups. It was each character had their own abilities, and then like a star would show up after X amount of cherries, and then that was it. There was nothing, like, you could get a mushroom that, like, if you like went into the dark world or whatever. But other than that, it was like, and then you'd get a random heart that would help make you big again if you got small. There was just so many departures from the formula.
I just like the castles in World, because 3 just gets so stale going down a pipe, jumping 3 times in a set arena, whereas you got different challenges, you got the, like, the tilting platform on the lava, or the rhino carousel, or the what, I mean, mm-hmm. you just had variety versus just kind of the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point.
The airships, it's like the Koopa kids had different powers each time.
Yeah, whoever climbed up on the ceiling, that was a little bit of a different fight. And would fall down on you.
And like shake the floor, right?
Yeah. Was that Morton?
Yeah.
Let's see. Nate says, for me, Mario 1 to Mario 2, big changes. From Mario 2 to Mario 3 was a big difference. But from Mario 3 to World, wasn't that big of a leap except music and graphics. Interesting. Interesting. And I can see that kind of. The thing that I remember the most about like World when it was like being marketed and everything was the fact that like you could climb a fence and then smack a door and end up on the backside of that fence,
or punch a Koopa from the other side.
Like, whoa, there were so many, like, that was like, you weren't doing that in the last game. Like, this is so realistic.
<You know>? Yeah, I mean, I think World is more about exploration and secrets, and Mario 3 is more about platforming, and I prefer platforming over.
I like the tail over the cape. I like the consistency of the tail versus the timing that you had to do for cape to get it to kind of do the, to keep you up in the air.
Also the mini games in Super Mario Bros. 3, the match games. It's just so charming.
Match game's the only one that's fun, because the Connect 3 is
old. And then like the gambling at the end of each level. Trying to get the star.
There's ways to get what you want.
I know. I'm just but if you're running
full P power, then you come at the
I know, 40, but like
45 degree angle, you get the star every time.
But then when you get the three stars, it like goes up and you get fireworks. Super Mario World's like, here's goalpost again.
No, you get the goalpost, you get fireworks, and then you also get the bum 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 bum
bum. But you kind of get that in three as well. You get a similar thing.
You don't.
You also get the gambling with the one up rooms.
Oh yeah. But that was right. Like not even skill. Is there, especially the one.
Is there a pattern to that? I don't even know. I'm sure there's somebody that knows.
There probably is a pattern.
I don't know.
So, especially back in the day when they came out, they both were so hyped. Like, 3 was majorly hyped. World was majorly hyped.
They weren't that far apart, were they?
I want to say 89 to 92, just off the top of my head. But
all right, so wait, I have a question for Johnny then. If you like platformers, do you think that you're going to like Super Mario Bros. Wonder? If there is no, but if there's no timer, maybe they are wanting you to explore and find secrets versus it just being a platform.
But I don't have to.
Yeah, I guess you don't have to.
I mean, the new Super Mario Bros. Series kind of had hints of both, where you could get the coins, there's secret exits. There was a timer, but the timer is like 6 minutes.
Three was end of 88 in Japan and early 90 in North America.
That's right. That's
middle, right. Like mid, it was end of August 91 in Europe. And then World came out in, it just says November 21st, 1990 in Japan. And then North America, 1991. So they were really close to each other in North America.
Yeah.
There's an enemy called Big Bertha in Super Mario Bros. 3. You can't top that. But like Super Mario Bros. 3 has a timer and the levels, and it's way longer than you ever need. So if you do want to explore, you can. Super Mario World has a timer. They all had timers. I think Wonder's the only one that doesn't have it, and I'm pretty sure that's because of accessibility.
Wonder's not going to have a timer?
I don't think so.
We haven't seen it yet.
We're making assumptions about Wonder. I saw you guys' TikToks about co-op. We don't know anything yet.
I mean, it says play locally. And I know there was a thing on the Japanese website that said information about online play will be shared soon. But I guarantee it's like leaderboards, or like how New Super Mario Bros. U had the stupid little Miiverse things that popped up, or how Super Mario Maker had the little Miiverse things that popped up.
Probably stuff like that. It is a little weird. Like, if there is online play, why not just mention it in that Nintendo of Europe had that was about 4-player local co-op? You could easily just throw online in there, and then the website says the online details will be announced at a later date? Like, what does that mean?
Maybe, I mean, it could come later. Like, it could be a post-launch update.
Just like a Mario Maker 2. Because they didn't have online when Mario Maker 2 released, and everybody was upset.
And that was
about
a train
that.
Wreck.
Right.
Still is.
The slideshow of a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's probably why I doubt that they're going to have online co-op.
But 3D World works.
3D World was great. I thought that was fun playing online.
So I have another question. Kind of ties to all this. This is kind of fun because since Wonder's coming soon, why did the magic from 3 and World leave with the new series? What do you think was lacking?
I don't think it did. I don't like, especially the first one on the DS. Like, that was such mushroom. That was hype. Like, that was a super hyped launch. And I think people just had fatigue after a while. Like, we got two of those games in the same year, I think. We had New Super Mario Bros. 2, and then we had U come out, I think, the same year, within months of each other.
U, I think, is a really good game. I think playing on a Wiimote sideways kind of just took some of the hardcore platforming out of your mind. Like, it didn't feel like, I don't know. It just felt like it was made for.
That's interesting, though, that you talk about that, because it almost felt like an NES, right? Because it was just the D-pad and then the 1-2 button.
But then it also had stupid, like, you could do the motion flick up or whatever to do kind of a spin fall, right?
Yeah, you were just like holding it sideways, right?
I think I don't know.
That's motion controls. Everybody hates motion controls.
I don't know. I think it maybe it was a lot to get used to with having some of like the 3D Mario moves, because you could wall jump in that. And so you had some integration of 3D Mario into a 2D space that just, it didn't feel as clean and pure as it had been, maybe. It just had nuances that were different. And different isn't always good for the faithful, I guess.
I don't know. I thought people loved, like, New Super Mario Bros. Wii and the one on DS. I think so. People just didn't like two.
I didn't like the big mushroom and the tiny mushroom. I didn't like that.
I enjoyed all of them. Like, the only one I didn't complete because I was playing with very little kids was Wii.
I don't think I've completed Wii. I have it, but I don't think I've beaten it.
But I enjoyed the DS, the first one. The second one I know was made by like a different team that was kind of up and coming. And the amount of coins, and I mean, I went crazy. There's an achievement, like, it changes your screen if you get like an unbelievable amount of coins. And I would just, in one level over and over again, just sit and like collect coins to try to unlock these different title screens. Right. But it wasn't all that fun. It was just like, oh, this is a challenge. I'll see if I can do it. I don't think there's anything wrong with them. My statement wasn't to like try to say that they were bad by any means. I don't think they're bad, but I don't know that they've had the magic that the other ones had. And I think that has to do with when everything was released. I will say, I feel like the squirrel was kind of a corny ripoff of the raccoon tail that would like mixed the cape in with it. And it was like, this is not that great of a power up. But then when you'd get the hat with the propeller or whatever, that was a little more
the fun. Penguin suit. I love the penguin suit. That's charming.
It was great.
Yeah. Adorable.
Can you turn to stone in the new Tanuki suit?
In 3D World, you can.
Okay.
I don't think there is a Tanuki suit in the new Super Mario Bros.
It's only in 3D series. World.
I think it's only in 3D World, yeah. And 3D Land.
So I'll say this because I think it'll spark some conversation. I feel like Bowser's Fury brought the same level of hype that 3 brought when I started playing it. Like, it felt like a continuation of Super Mario Brothers 3 to me. And that was part of the charm of it. I couldn't put it down. I was like, I know this is a 3D Mario, but because of the different power-ups that felt so Mario 3, I was like, it made me feel like the other games had missed a mark.
You know, and it had the inventory. It had the inventory system that 3 had.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you could swap out your powers at any time that you wanted.
Yeah, Bowser's Fury is fantastic. Unfortunately, I wish it was longer. Mm-hmm. I just wish they gave us more. And maybe that's what we'll see in the next 3D Mario.
It would have been nice if there was some that would have taken you out of that island a little bit to not have to deal with like the random Bowser Fury going on in that world while you were in like a smaller subsection trying to do that puzzle.
Yeah, it's called 3D World. That's the non-Bowser's Fury section.
But, I mean, yeah, Bowser's Fury was great.
It just captured that magic for me. I don't know. I don't know if that's...
It looks like... How do you feel how Wonder it looks? Do you think it looks like brought back the magic?
I'm a little nervous about Wonder with the Wonder flower. And I think the only reason is because I want to see 3 and World somewhat reimagined in the same light where it captures that same, and World's gimmick, or I'm sorry, Wonder's gimmick is like, without playing it, it's hard to say, but just the initial watching it, I'm like, that's cool. But I wish the flower gave me some kind of power. Then they showed the elephant power up, which I was like, okay, that's different.
The spike ball or whatever too.
Well, and that's like very cappy, right? Like there's a lot of things that are kind of very cappy in that. So if what will make me really love Wonder is if there is a variety of power-ups more than just the elephant, but like if we saw some returning things. And here's the thing that just hit me. That Wonder flower, we've only seen what looks like very like ethereal and like kind of like cool, like rainbowy, you know, like it could take us back to 8-bit. For all we know. Like,
I mean, and you see a little bit of 2 in some of the trailer where it goes shadows.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that kind of reminds me of 2. But yeah, I mean, do we know what the purple coin the little shards that you're collecting? We have no idea what that might do.
The Wonder Shards. Is that what they're called even?
I don't know.
I remember like, trying to like kind of deep diving on those things initially, but ultimately it's just something else for us to collect right now. Maybe it's like a Star Road where it's like you get enough of them and you get to go to like a harder level or whatever. Like the one thing I feel like this game does is it looks like a modern, like the art style alone has sold me more so than like New Super Mario Brothers on the DS to me had the look. You're talking about a screen that's only like 240p or whatever, right? Like this looks like we're seeing into the mind of Miyamoto.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you imagine what 1 would have looked like, what the first one would have looked like, I feel like this is what he envisioned as.
Really? You think this is Miyamoto?
I mean, creatively, yeah, probably.
Well, yeah, I think it's probably inspired by Miyamoto, but it kind of seems like, and again, like we were saying that the new series wasn't anything bad. But I'm sure the development team was thinking like, okay, this is kind of the same thing that we've been doing. And how long did they have that series for? So to me, this is like the developers are really going to put in anything that they want into this game. They're going to put the wonder back into this game, right? Like anything that you could imagine, or like the, like we saw the pipes moving or the shadows, or just like you said, maybe there's 8-bit sections of it. I think that there's just so many possibilities that this game could bring, and it could be really surprising.
I don't, when I say Miyamoto, I'm talking like what that first level that we saw.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, I almost feel like when you play NES games, you have to use your imagination to a certain extent.
Sure.
Right? Like when I mentioned Miyamoto, and it's just an assumption, but that like what he was envisioning when he was creating the first game,
mm-hmm.
this level of wonder makes me feel like it's almost like his vision fully realized. That's what this feels like to me. This, just looking at the trailer, it feels like Mario without limits.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, like, of course.
So, and I'm talking to the background, the foreground. I'm looking at the overall picture of everything. It's like, this is like playing a painting. Like, it's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I mean, and look at how, like, yeah, they're just watching the trailer again. I kind of take back what I said about, like, I couldn't be more excited for this. And even without those other power-ups, like watching those things take that flagpole.
Yeah.
And like take you to another exit. I love that stuff. I love that in Super Mario World. I didn't look at that as a. I know I differ from Johnny. Like, but I liked the secret, like all those secrets and having to find that stuff, as well as the platforming. Like I'm game on both. The way Peach is in the foreground, like right there, like that's.
I just want to know how Yoshi works in here, because it looked like there was two players. Can you just like jump on your friend and start riding him?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I mean, you've been able to pick them up since the new series, right? Just pick them up and carry them and throw them if you needed to. So I don't see what, like, if it, because it may be a solution to a problem. I don't know if you guys have played multiplayer New Super Mario Brothers, but if you're playing with people that like maybe aren't. It doesn't even matter about their skill level. Some of those levels are so difficult with four people that you're like, yo, get in your bubble and I will finish this. Okay. Like, so maybe Yoshi's our new bubble.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I also see some elements of like Mario Run in this as well, with like those, like the glide and the grind rails, like where it's like moving you forward and it's like constant motion. I mean, I see a little bit of Mario Run in that.
Well, and that like the glide where their hats are inflating.
Mm-hmm.
I love, like, that's the Nintendo charm to me, where it's like, yo, I've never thought about Mario turning his hat into a parachute. Like that right there just leaves a smile on my face.
Is this playable at PAX, you know?
I think it should be, right? Like,
I don't know that they've put out a list of what. I feel like we would know that by now, but I'll check.
I mean, I would hope so. Are they only in their own hall, or are they going to have stuff on the main PAX floor?
They should be both. I hope that would be horrible if, like,
it's locked behind this thing that was random that you had to get selected for. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're like, I can't find a list of what's playable. So, but I'm hoping there's like a Wonderland, like, you know, E3s and stuff. Usually, like, there'd be like a lanyard that would have, you know.
Oh, is it shared lives as well?
That's what it looks like. Yeah.
I guess it's always been shared lives, but
in I don't know, in 3D world, it's not, you can send lives over.
In 3D like world, I remember going and just doing the shell jump, and it was for everybody, I think.
So, yeah, I don't think you're there. I don't, there's one of them that, one of the recent ones, because I know people would, I can remember like sending lives over before we got the game over screen. So I just don't recall which one. I thought it was World. You're not wrong. When you do the one ups, everybody gets them. Mm-hmm. But then, like, if somebody just grabs a one up mushroom, I think they're the only ones that get that.
Look at that Goomba when he's dead.
Yeah, it looks great.
He was just chilling too. He was just napping. And Mario's like
whacked with his
trunk. You're dead.
But, like, yeah, so we have a separate, I mean, there's two separate collectibles this whole time around. So, I mean, there's got to be something else when you get these, they're triple digits stock versus coins that just roll, when they roll over to 100, you get your extra life.
If you go back and look at some of the footage, those purple coins have a decimal. Like, I think towards the beginning, maybe. I swear I saw one.
This is, yeah. Mario teaches math.
You're not wrong, Cheesy. They do. I remember seeing them as well. It's like, it's literally like shards. Like, every 10 of them creates one.
He's picking up those small ones here, probably.
It was right when he hit the wonder flower.
Yeah.
How would you guys feel if there was like a shop? Maybe those are what those coins are for, and you're able to unlock, I don't know, some kind of items or abilities that help you throughout the game.
What if it's like Odyssey and it's cost?
Yeah, give me cost.
Odyssey was a lot though.
too much.
Odyssey got a little too much. Yeah,
I mean, when they were releasing extra, the ones in the base game you could get fairly easily.
After you picked up the flower, it moved to a decimal.
Hmm.
And then, yeah. So then those little ones are all worth 0.1.
Does it trigger anybody's OCD when he leaves that one?
Yes. And then again, right here, he leaves one too. It was right there.
The other one I can understand, because he probably, like, that one could probably be missed. But like the second one, no, you got to get that.
And all the footage here, what did he just roll over to get? Was that more shards? Yeah, it was more shards. Okay.
Well, this game is out in less than 2 months, and we know like nothing about it.
Well, how do you feel that Sonic is 2 days or 3 days before this game comes out?
Nobody cares. Nobody's going to care about Sonic. They're not going to care about Sonic over Mario. No way.
Did you guys see what they're doing with Sonic? In the digital deluxe version?
Uh-uh.
The original, like, character design?
The original prototype where he was a rabbit.
Only in the digital deluxe? So yes. If you buy the physical?
Well, you're going to want that anyway because it comes with 3 minifigs.
What?
The physical, it's called digital deluxe. I don't know why, but it's a physical.
Okay.
It's $70, and it comes with, what's the pink hedgehog's name? I cannot remember.
Amy.
So it's a Tails, Knuckles, and Amy minifigs.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, my kids are all excited about Sonic because they've been watching it on Netflix or whatever. There's a Sonic show that they like, but I mean, this will be good too. And we're going to get to play this in Vegas, Josh. So because it comes out that day we're traveling.
I have an 8-hour work meeting that day. Oh.
Just have your Switch next to you, you know?
Oh, it's one of those, it is a meeting that I cannot like I get messages during it. Like don't be typing, pay attention.
Like, you just gotta pull a Cartman in COVID school where he's like, it's like, Eric, it looks like your connection is pretty bad. You should just listen today. And then he puts like up a picture of him just sitting there.
I like the comment in the chat. $70 for a Sonic game? Absolutely not. If Mario was $70, it'd be like, sign me up.
So, I mean, is there a Wonder Switch?
I think they would have had to announce it by now.
A month out. They probably still have time.
Because if you think marketing-wise, if they announce it, they stop sales to a certain extent of anybody that's going to jump in to the system for this game. Maybe they go and purchase one now and start playing Mario Kart. So, but they usually also release a console. I guess Zelda was a week, right? I think Smash was, I feel like Smash was like almost a month or two before.
Splatoon was a week. I think it's always been like a week. Well, recently anyway.
Yeah. So, but do you guys think, like, what do you, like, Crawler and I kind of talked about it a little bit. Like, if you, can you imagine, like, the gradients and stuff that are on the Splatoon Switch to see Wonder with, like, these, like, kind of pastel pinks and blues?
I can't be buying another Switch.
you know you will. You will not.
Make it a pro controller. That would be much cheaper.
That I would like to see more variety in their pro controllers, and like the Son or the Zelda one with stuff on the bottom. I mean, and they've done that, I guess, with the Splatoon ones are kind of just the wings, but the Monster Hunter ones and the Xenoblade and Zelda have done stuff on the controller as well.
The Splatoon has like the markings on the controller.
No, I guess it's very
subtle. But it's not colored, though.
Yeah, it's subtle. But yeah, that would be a cool. They have my attention with pro controllers, and it's more difficult to swing a $400 or $450 or whatever. How much? What do they cost now for a new console?
$350. The more I look at that Mario Switch, the more I like it.
You know what? I'm about to show you guys. I realized I can make this even more Mario.
Oh,
it's Fire Flower Mario now.
The only thing I do.
There you go.
The only thing I don't like about it is the kickstand is black for some reason.
Yeah,
weird choice. They didn't want to mold new plastic for that.
And it's not an OLED.
Oh yeah, that was before the. Was OLED out or was that pre?
No, that was like Odyssey, wasn't it? Didn't that come out with Odyssey?
No, that came out.
This was Mario the anniversary Day. Of the 35th anniversary of Mario.
The Mario Odyssey one is just a plain black Switch with different color red. It's not even that same red that he has there. It was this.
But there's no etching on it's just a red dock, right? There's no like M on the dock.
Yeah, and they should have made the dock blue with gold buttons on it. Or just straight up denim. If they could have done denim, that would have been cool.
There's nothing that indicates it's a Mario Switch other than the cardboard box it came in. It's so bizarre.
Do you think that they're going to announce anything at Nintendo Live? Like anything? Or is it
the next Splatfest?
I mean, there's got to be something they announce at Zelda Orchestra, right? Maybe.
I would love if that comes back.
Or do they wait? Or do they wait until Game Awards?
it's hard to say, like, because I don't know what Nintendo Live even is. If it's a 3-day thing and it's the same all 3 days, then no. If they had said stay tuned for Treehouse, maybe they announced something there. I feel like anything they end up announcing probably is Nintendo Switch Online related.
Tune in daily to catch all the excitement and drama of high level tournament play in Nintendo versus tournaments. So they're doing, because they're doing Smash, they're doing Mario Kart, and they're doing Splatoon, right?
Yeah.
Smash Bros. Ultimate Squad Strike Challenge is on Friday. Saturday is Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Championship. Sunday is the Amiibo Smash. So train up your Amiibo. And then Monday is Splatoon 3 High School Exhibition. And then also the Splatoon 3 Championships, semifinals and finals. So Monday's your day, Cheesy, for Splatoon stuff.
Okay.
I mean, they're not doing anything at Gamescom either, right?
They're there. They have a small booth, maybe?
I think they're there. I don't know what they're doing. But
Keeley didn't have anything really from them for opening night live.
Nope.
I haven't really seen any Gamescom is kind of weird because it's off times for us. We're America centric, I guess, over here, and we're so it's like middle of the day is evening, but like you don't really see. Keeley's kind of given it a platform for announcements, but it's kind of always just been a fan accessible showcase for Europe. It's been more show off in previous years. It's been show off what you already showed at E3 for everybody. More hands on. It's less about launch days and new stuff. But E3 was kind of just been, well, it was non-existent this year. But it's just been dwindling in the past couple of years. So it's, I don't know, but they have so many people come through. It's what, like 350,000 people go through the doors there?
It's just it's the largest convention.
Well, the title of the show is Charles Martinet, no longer Mario.
I mean, we did talk about Mario for a long time.
We did, and he's not in Wonder. So, Crawler and I did an entire like deep dive on him, and like his history, and like how he got his start, and everything, and it's pretty rad. But you know, Cheesy, when you saw that message pop up, what was the first thing that popped into your head?
I think it just feels weird. I mean, obviously, you know that it was going to come at some point, but it's just one of the most iconic voices. And for a character that was brought to life, you know, we're talking about Super Mario Bros. 3 and Super Mario World. But then you get Super Mario 64 and you're like, oh, this character actually says stuff. And it just opens up this whole new magic to what the series is. And so
not only does he say something, but he's not an ex-wrestler.
But what do you mean by that? I don't know what you mean. He's an ex-wrestler.
The Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
the voice most of us remember, right? Is like good old Lou.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I mean, it's also just kind of weird because you would kind of would like to know what the decision was there, if it was his decision or if it's Nintendo's decision. And it sounds like they're on good terms because they gave him the Mario ambassador role, whatever that is. And they said that they would share
some made up role,
a video at a later date. But it's incredible. I mean, like, what a gift that guy had.
Cryptic says, we knew it wouldn't last forever. It's just a reminder of how much we have grown up. Stop that. We have, please look at our background.
You're only as old as you feel, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're only as old as your.
I feel pretty old sometimes. Yeah. Every morning.
How does your back and feet feel when you get out of bed? Right.
But Cryptic says, we know it wouldn't last forever. It's just a reminder of how much we've grown up. I just hope the next era of Mario can bring the same charm and spirit that it had for 30 plus years. I know Charles will come back to cameo maybe in the cinema, like how RDJ will come back as Iron Man.
That's wishful thinking, well, I think, as well.
Charles Martinet was in the Mario movie.
He was. He was Mario's dad.
And the guy playing Jumpman.
Yeah, I don't even want to put Brian's up because that...
Brian said, honestly, at this point, do we need a person recording lines for every Mario game? Don't they have thousands of sound clips from this guy? I mean, isn't Mario basically R2-D2 at this point? How many times do they need to record? Woohoo! Yahoo!
You know, cynically, that is what I thought when I saw the announcement. Like, they don't want to pay him anymore.
But you don't want to feed into the whole thing that, like, AI can replace background actors and
voice
actors.
But no, it's not even...
Like,
they can pay somebody, a real person, a lot less money to do those lines.
Yeah.
That would sound very similar. Like, it's kind of incredible to me that people realize that it was a different voice in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Yeah,
because it sounds so similar.
Or just cut him a residual check and use his voice like he already has recorded a lot of that stuff, like Brian said. But like, give him a cut of it, because he is, and you don't realize how many characters he really is. He was Wario, Waluigi, Yoshi, Luigi, Baby Mario, Baby Luigi. He did all sorts of different enemy noises and stuff. Like, he was a very talented voice actor, and there was a clip circulating on Twitter or whatever this week that was like Keeley going to his house back in the day, and he like answers the doors like Wario, like, go away. Like, and then he pokes his head out as like Mario, and then he can just switch on the fly between all those voices. And and I think, didn't we talk about earlier this week, Josh, he's not in the new Wario game as well?
He's not in Move It.
He will be in Luigi's Mansion, because I think they're reusing lines.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. In Dark Moon.
Yeah. And even when I met him, he was Luigi the entire time. Like, because that's Luigi's Mansion was coming out. Like, he was just heading back to like a green room at E3, and I was like, hey Charles, let's get a quick picture. And he spoke to me as Luigi the entire time.
I hope he just wanted to retire, because he you know, he's, I don't know how old he is, but he's probably old enough to be at retirement age.
He still does like the con circuit a little bit too.
Yeah. Yeah, he was at too many games just, you know, a couple charging months ago.
$60 for a photo or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like another 40 for an autograph. Just whatever, get your money.
No, I mean, the rumor I'm seeing is Chris Pratt is taking over Mario.
Oh, go away. I'm going to turn you off. All right, he's gone now. we don't need that in here.
So, Josh, woo-hoo! Clearly can't think of a joke that isn't a low-hanging fruit, huh?
I'm just saying, that was uneducated people on the Today Show made that joke this week. Come on.
Oh, burn.
I was kind of hoping it was.
I hope it does happen. I hope he gets the voice like one game. Like, there's a Mario movie tie-in game, and it's Chris Pratt's voice.
Brian said Josh is old. Everything is low-hanging fruit.
I'm not opposed to what we were joking about earlier this year, like Super Mario the movie, the game. Like, let's do it.
Have Seth Rogen,
yeah,
in there.
So we have 7 minutes to talk about
in heaven.
The amount
kids
of
probably don't even know what that means.
All right, that's gonna do it for this one. So the president of Nintendo has reiterated that Nintendo needs to innovate and needs innovation and fun. Okay. What do you guys think that means? I can dig into the quote a little bit here. It says, we always keep in mind that if we do not keep putting out things that people truly want, they'll get bored of us. Right now, there are various forms of entertainment besides video games. I believe that making people want to spend their precious time on video games and Nintendo games, no less, is a very harsh battle. We approach everything while resolved to the fact that at any time, people may start thinking they do not need Nintendo games anymore.
I don't know. That's such an interesting quote, because Nintendo is always giving us things that we didn't even know that we wanted. And now they're saying they have to give people what they want.
Like 1-2 Switch and everybody 1-2 Switch. We didn't know we wanted that.
Exactly.
We still don't want that.
Exactly.
But I agree.
Like Ring Fit, like that was something that kind of came out of nowhere. And I think that was well received.
I think if I read into that quote a little bit more, is we have to be different than our competitors or we're not going to last long. Like, we can't have three of the same consoles on the market.
I don't even think they're talking about that. I think it's what we've already seen in the Switch era, is that they have built a theme park. They've made a Mario movie.
They're going to expand on the movies.
Yeah. It just seems like they're just expanding the IP as much as they can into all directions.
I wonder if the theme park has had an impact. I don't know if they could even measure this, but had an impact on game sales and people.
Had an impact on Amiibo sales. I got to go buy a bunch of watches.
What do you think, Josh?
I mean, they've taken risks that have not paid off. We're looking at you, Virtual Boy, Wii U, right?
Wii U is getting a comeback with the PlayStation Portal.
Hey, you can purchase Wii U's right on my TikTok if you guys want. Like, they're literally on my. If you go to my profile, there are Wii U's for sale from a retro game store in Colorado. So there you go. Get yourself a Wii U. They'll take the risks, right? But everything kind of led to the Switch, and the Switch was lightning in a bottle. And do we, like, you guys may agree, may disagree with this, but I don't feel, as I look back, so the Nintendo to the Super Nintendo sold less, right? Or the NES to the SNES. I feel like the PS4 to the PS5 was the first time we really saw a, like, one console after another, like, really, like, continue to dominate, right? Nintendo's been in an uphill battle since Genesis. I would say somewhat of an uphill battle. The handheld market didn't stand a chance. Like, they completely dominated that. So what kind of system has to come out? What kind of console has to come out? When they talk about innovating, I get nervous, because I'm like, the Switch is working. Innovate the Switch. Don't innovate to something apart from it, in my mind.
I think they've built up too much of a infrastructure and just ecosystem that they can't revert away from it too much. Switch Online, it's branded around their console, and they can obviously rebrand it. Xbox Live has rebranded. But I don't see them going away from hybrid. Like, they've gone all in on their one system right now. They can't afford, like they could in the Wii generation when they tried to iterate, because they had the rock solid base of the DS line to fall back on, and they can't really. they can't gamble like that. Because investors will be too upset if it fails.
It's a strange, I mean, look at the industry. The Switch paved the way for Steam Deck, for what is it, PlayStation Portal now is what they're calling it. Like, and there's so many other like handheld devices that just look like a Switch that play PC games and stuff. Like, this paid off, right? Like it paid off big. Brian says, I feel like Nintendo is hit then miss with the Switch. With the Switch a hit, they are due for a miss. And I think that worries them in this day and age.
Yeah, for sure.
Attention is the hardest thing to acquire.
And they have 123 or 126 million eyes on them. I mean, day in, day out.
I had an interesting interaction today. Speaking of attention, right? I went and bought just a drink at a convenience store. And I will always ask, like, the cashier, like, how long are you stuck here? Right? Like, when's your shift?
Mr. Extroverted.
And then I'll always ask like, oh, are you going to play some Fortnite afterwards or something, just to, you know, because usually they laugh and they're like, oh no, I don't play. But she goes, oh, I don't play Fortnite, but I played Animal Crossing, but I don't have anything else to do. And I said, oh, you did all the DLC? And she said, what are you talking about? I said, well, there's a whole other island of like where you can like build like a resort and get different
manage a house. And
she had no idea. She had no clue that even existed. I said, well, you can go to Nintendo Switch Online, upgrade to the expansion pack is what it's called. It'll give you these games, these extra 64 games and Game Boy. And she lit up. She was like, what, 64 and Game Boy? Like, because I think there was more nostalgia based on, like, I'm assuming what her age was, that she was like, probably didn't play much NES or SNES, but like 64 and Game Boy was probably her jam, Game Boy Advance. And so she's like, I'm upgrading tonight as soon as I get home. I can't wait to get back into Animal Crossing, you know? And it's like, we're in that world all the time. So we're just like, how would somebody not know? And it's like,
because Nintendo's news network message things are not great. And
I wonder if there's laws, because why doesn't Animal Crossing even just have a pop up at the beginning? Like, download, like, here's how you upgrade, you know, like. But maybe even then people would still miss it. So
I have to tell, like, I have coworker that likes Mario Kart, and I have to tell them every time new waves are coming out. So I think Nintendo, you know, a large part of the market is like a casual market.
For sure.
That they need to, I mean, that's why the Wii did so well. So they need to hit that again.
I think the other aspect of the Wii was the word of mouth. You couldn't help but have somebody over to come try that thing out.
Yeah, everyone knew about bowling and tennis and stuff like that. They were playing it in nursing homes.
Yeah, it was just an interesting interaction. I was just like, with all the marketing that is done, she still was clueless that. You know,
the only time I see Nintendo marketing, like, not on the internet, is at the movies.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But I even on the internet, I don't see super targeted. Like, it knows my search history, like, and it knows that I do video game stuff and all that kind of, like, I don't see a lot of Nintendo targeted ads on YouTube or elsewhere. Like, I don't know where they're living, but I don't know. Are they spending their money on print ads and stuff and doing it on billboards and buses and stuff?
Oh, yeah, they have the collaborations with, like, Cold Stone and was the one with Pikmin?
Nectar? Or Oreo. I mean, it's in. I see them in Target a lot with the. I haven't seen them. I don't know if I've seen it elsewhere, but I know that the Mario Oreos are in Target.
I mean, the Mario movie.
Peach ones are coming out.
What?
Peach Oreos are on their way out.
Well, I thought it was like limited to like 10,000 or something.
Are they going to be peach flavored? I hope not. They have some nasty flavored Oreos. Have you seen some of the flavors they have? Like, it's like, what? It's like, I wouldn't put it past them. They make a toothpaste flavored one. Like, they do lots of weird flavors.
Mario was a $1.5 billion advertisement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hope
the iteration, or the innovation that they're talking about is for outside expanding the IP, and that they've found something that works, and it still has gimmicky stuff baked into it with motion control and strapping a leg strap on for soccer and for Ring Fit and all sorts of, like, they can still do kooky stuff, but stick with what has been working. And the way they've done it as well is, I mean, the four of us have what, at least 12 switches between us. I mean, so they're selling, they're selling multiple of a thing that I think the only thing that I had that many versions of was probably the 360, but that was also due to it breaking. And then they also iterated on it. Like, I had my 360 launched, it red ringed. I got it replaced. So I'm not counting that as a new one. I had one that had just a disk drive that would eject randomly. So trying to finish Call of Duty 2 was a nightmare. I had to just try to get checkpoints as that was going. So I bought an arcade. And the nice thing about that is I could just take the hard drive off of my core and put it on the arcade version. And so then that just became my new one. And then they iterated with the Slim or whatever. I think I bought that because that was in stores that day at E3 that they announced it, right? That was like a rare brick and mortar kind of thing that they kept under wraps that was available.
Shout out to the Sega Saturn.
They
did the same thing for that. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's the only other console I think that had me purchase it that many times, but I have three switches sitting around right now.
Cryptic says, I also think Nintendo likes to advertise scarcity. Mario 3D All-Stars, Amiibo, you know.
Oh yeah, the Splatoon Amiibo dropped this week and they sold out pretty quick on Best Buy, and then they came back, which was
Thinking those will be easy to find in store when they come out.
So far, Big Fella or whatever his name is.
Big Fella.
He's still, I think he sold out first.
But I mean, you guys are still, both of you are still hunting for Myth or Pyro, right?
Yeah, I haven't gotten it.
Yeah. I mean, so
I got mine. Is that,
you did get yours? Oh, you want a second one to open them.
I just want one to open. Yeah.
Jeezy,
yeah, so if anybody listening,
you get your Splatoon Amiibo.
I did. Yeah. Got them pre-ordered.
What kind of stuff do you think we're going to get with them?
I don't know. Maybe like the masks that they have, but there's got to be more gear to that.
Yeah, because it's usually a full set, right? With the icon or the idols.
Yeah. And then usually get like a new song or two.
You get a song for in the menus?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But now you can at least scan them through the packaging.
I just want to hear something about Side Order. I think it's time.
We're coming up on in a week and a half
anniversary
is going to be the anniversary. You think we're going to hear something by then?
We'll get an X. Is that what they're called? I don't even know. Tweet?
I don't know. Yeah,
they're called posts. I think they're just called posts.
We'll get an X. I like that.
Is it a Zeet? Is that?
Who knows? No one knows. Yeah,
who knows? Who knows? All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for hanging with us live. We appreciate you.
That was
so
much longer than 7 minutes in heaven, I gotta say.
Ah. so many comments I'm not gonna make. We love you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out, and we will see you. I don't know if we're doing. NPC is gonna be all over the
maybe
place
Wednesday.
Next.
We never know. We'll talk. We'll talk about it.
Well, Wednesday I'm doing. I think Wednesday's
Monday.
No, it's Monday.
Monday. See, I can't
write this stuff
anything.
Down, man.
It's in Discord. I saw it.
I'm gonna go. Goodbye, everybody. We love you. Farewell.